You are home today, dear listeners, most of you, and pleased to be there, we hope, with a day off from work. But a secret truth, probably shared by more people than you'd expect, is that many of us actually like our jobs. We enjoy what we do, even though we may not always get the recognition we deserve. For instance, there's a guitar player who's been playing most of his life without ever achieving what you'd call a hit. Still, he keeps on playing. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Campy.
Well, I'm a rockabilly man, and I'm proud to say I am.
1951, we took our band into the University of Texas Radio House studio, and we cut six songs that I had written. Then when rock and roll started to develop, I got interested in that, and I started a band again, a rockabilly band, and started recording in 1956.
Well, she's fat like a cat, skinny like a pillar, and that's why we call her Caterpillar, Caterpillar. Be Caterpillar, be Caterpillar, baby, where you gonna die tonight?
Some of my songs did hit the wastebasket when they went to the radio stations, but I never had any help, really, from the big boys. I was never on a major label. So I've been sort of a underground character who really had to make my real living as an English teacher in Los Angeles schools. In the 1970s, I met a young man who was from Europe named Ronnie Weiser, and he said, I'd like to start a record label and put some of your records from the 50s out. And as it turned out, he started Roland Rock Records in his house. He was an electrical engineer. He went to UCLA, Ronnie Weiser, and he built a studio in his house, and I moved in the house with him, actually, at that time. This record company started as a mail order business, and first he got a distributor in England. We started to sell records in England, then France, Germany, and then the phone started to ring for tours. So in 1977, I had this rockabilly rebel band. We were playing around LA a little bit, and we went to England, did our first real tour.
Every Tuesday night from 6 till 9 on MNO, you can listen to Del Richardson with Good Rockin' Tonight.
When I heard the news, there's good. Mr. Canby, is it possible, do you think, you could play a rockabilly record for our listeners this evening?
Yeah.
Being as you are the king of Texas rockabilly.
Okay, then y'all got to sing on this Jack Cochran song, Rockabilly News.
Okay.
People, let me tell you something. Let me tell you where I'm at. When you're looking at me, you're looking at Rockabilly Man. That's where I'm at. It's true I haven't had a hit according to the standards of what hits are, but I have hits of the mind. You know, you just try to do good songs, you know, good rendition, a powerful tune, you know, that's going to be a killer. And you know, we sit and listen to it and say, well, we did that for ourselves. You know, Ronnie Weiser used to say, I make records for myself because I can't buy them in a store. They're not there. But actually, I tell everybody, I said, it's been over 50 years that I've been recording, and my music appears on over 50 records, and that's about how many I sell of each one. Sometimes 55. I'm exaggerating. I've never seen myself anywhere in the music business, really. I mean, everybody that goes into music, you know, it's a fantasy, you know. It's not like I'm going to be on the charts. Well, I think when I was very young, I used to think I would be on the charts, or I would have a hit, or I might have a gold record someday. But, I mean, that's just childish, really. I mean, I'm 69 years old, and I just want to stay alive at this point.
I want to get so old that I can talk like Jerry Hayes and Walter Brennan, because I got my Christmas record here. Somebody took my teeth on Christmas Eve. Somebody took my teeth, and I ain't seen them.
That's two of my voices that I have on a CD, which is only in my house. It's never been out.
Well, somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening. At dinner time, I went out to retrieve them.
The Ray Campy Story, produced by Joe Bevilacqua.
Another cowpoke ate my Christmas dinner. With teeth I bought and paid for just last winter.